1 John 2:27. But the anointing that you received from him abides in you, and you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything, and is true, and is no lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him.
Ladies and gentlemen, anointing, anointing, who's got the anointing?
It looks like anointing and abiding go hand in hand. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my burden is light and my yoke is easy." By comparison, his yoke is easy and his burden is light because all other yokes and burdens are grievous and too heavy. What yoke and burden is he talking about? What is an anointing and why do I need it? I believe the yoke and burden that is grievous and too heavy is one of this world. Jeremy Taylor wrote that Christ's yoke is like feathers to a bird. It's not loads that burdens them down, but it helps to motion. The yoke of the world is weights to burden, and the yoke Jesus is talking about is feathers to fly. Wings, not weights. Maybe we all are so indoctrinated into slavery we are used to being in bondage and burdened with loads too heavy to bear that we just think that's how life is. Jesus said that's a lie. John Stott wrote that the only safeguard against lies is to have abiding in us both the word that we heard from the beginning and the anointing that we received from him. A yoke is made to guide and control with, and any yoke not implemented by God is one designed to indoctrinate us into the system of the world, a godless, helpless system, only including itself. That yoke comes with a burden that says you are always guilty and never guilty at the same time, and unrealistically faultless. The yoke of the world trains us in rebellion, misery, grief, hatred, and resenting God. It teaches our children that a fly in the ointment of healing doesn't really putrefy and defile the ointment. It says a little lie is necessary sometimes, wearing your belt of truth just a little loosely. It says a little cheating is okay when it's important to advance your own self-advancing agenda. The yoke and burden of hell says we must be willing to lie upon command, hide our true selves in order to appear acceptable, being far more satisfied that we've obeyed the rules than having been honest and transparent. The day you accepted Christ as your Savior, 1 John 2:27 got a grip in your heart and the goodness of God began to flow freely in you. It's the day Isaiah 10:27 came true and would continue to be proven true every day thereafter when you followed Jesus home. It reads, "And in that day the burden will depart from your shoulder and the yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be broken because of the fat." The word there translated for fat is the same word often used for anointing. It literally means the richness, the grease which makes your face to shine. In this case, it is referencing a smearing of oil, which is an endowment of the Holy Spirit and not overweight or grossly obese, but so healthy, so prosperous, and so muscular. The yoke is divided and eradicated, snapped off your neck. God's anointing endows us with strength, power, protection, and full authorization to do whatsoever the Lord God, King of the universe, asks us to do. Another interesting facet is the promise of God in Isaiah 10:27 and the use of the word anointing. It also implies the Lord's foreordination in that the ordination exists in the context of us being called the Lord's anointed, even though the anointing has not happened yet. In fact, David's anointing was of such magnitude it passed down his lineage, even though they weren't born yet. We need this anointing. I mean, we really need this smearing of God's presence upon ourselves. When reading 1 John 2:20, he uses a phrase, unction from the Holy Spirit, and the word unction is more exactly translated as the thick paste of anointing. It's not just a prompt from the Lord, as many think. It's bigger. Again, as was said previously, it means the Lord's presence and goodness make us so healthy in the power of the Holy Ghost, the bondage of the world and yoke of darkness is literally cracked and demolished. It is for our liberty and for the liberty of others. Without the thick paste of anointing to break the yoke, we are powerless to get the bondage of darkness off of ourselves and others.
Powerless.
By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost in power, just as the prophet spoke. Now this is the day of the latter rain. Believe me, God is moving in power again. By the anointing, he breaks every yoke. Jesus is the embodiment of our anointing. This is not throwing off the yoke of the Lord, but by his prosperity and well-being in us, the yoke of darkness and sin are thrown off. By no means do we tear ourselves free of the yoke of the Lord. Israel in their rebellion did that, and you know, it didn't go well. A better, more literal translation of Isaiah 10:27 is that the yoke, like the burden, will be taken away from God's people, and the yoke itself will snap from the pressure of his fat, strong neck against it. Again, it isn't throwing off the yoke of the Lord. It is being delivered from sin and death, authorized and empowered under the Lord's bridle to do whatsoever he says to do. The anointing was once only for kings, priests, and prophets, but is now for everyone who believes in Christ, not just for an exclusive elite group in leadership. What was once outside of a man, as in pouring oil on the head of the king, now by faith is inside because of the sacrifice of Jesus on Calvary. Being in Christ makes us anointed. There are not some who are and some who ain't, is you is or is you ain't. The Word of God says he will give the Holy Spirit to anyone who asks, and he didn't say go to this person and that person to get it. It is given by our request and God's giving. John 8:32, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in verse 36, therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Our greatest strength against darkness is to come into the likeness of the Son, Jesus. In him is our prosperity, our fatness, the unction to function at every junction in the power of the Holy Ghost. What do you think?